This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be joined momentarily by ABC's John Quinones. You know him from What Would You Do? He's got a new book out concerning that TV show. But first, a single mom's Facebook post saying that she hated her job got her fired before her first day on the hated job. The single mother was fired from her job at a daycare in Texas before she even really started working. The woman posted on Facebook, "I start my new job today, but I absolutely hate working at daycare." She received several negative comments and admitted her post was a mistake. The woman said she didn't realize posting her feelings on Facebook could result in her getting fired, and she's worried about finding another job. The selfie arm. It makes it look as though you're holding hands. Two artists in New Mexico created the device, which is like a selfie stick, but with an arm attached. Instead of taking a normal selfie, it makes it look like you're holding the hand of a loved one and not alone. The artists say their invention is a sarcastic solution to selfie sticks. Monogamy is not the only choice. New dating site for polygamous couples and swingers provides an answer to cheating. Open-minded is not a place for hookups, but rather a site for those who are part of a new wave of non-monogamous relationships like swingers. Singer Joni Mitchell is not in a coma, putting an end to internet rumors that said she was. One of Mitchell's close friends says the singer is still in the hospital, but is expected to make a full recovery. Mitchell was rushed to the hospital on March 31st after she was found unconscious at her home. Earlier this month, a post on her website said she was improving. Mitchell was diagnosed with Morgellons disease in December. It's a skin condition that makes her weak and has left her unable to perform. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson took his love interest, singer Ciara, to the Obama's Japanese state dinner at the White House this week. Wilson took his grandmother to the White House correspondence dinner on Saturday. The QB and the singer had the opportunity to rub elbows with some of the most powerful politicians on the planet. Scandal producer Shonda Rhimes, Star Trek alum George Takei, and Vice President Joe Biden and wife Jill Biden were also at the dinner. Star Trek actress Alice Eve has backtracked and issued an apology one day after a bizarro verbal attack on Bruce Jenner. Alice criticized Jenner's announcements for all intents and purposes that he's a woman, writing, "Nope. If you were a woman, no one would have ever heard of you because women can't compete in the decathlon. You wouldn't be a hero. You'd be a frustrated young athlete who wasn't given a chance. Until women are paid the same as men, then playing at being a woman while retaining the benefits of being a man is unfair. Are you paid less than men? Then, my friend, you are a woman." Yesterday, in a statement to People magazine, she said, "I deeply apologize for offending anyone. I support equal rights and equal dignity for all. I have deep compassion and support for Bruce Jenner." She added that she didn't want to offend and merely hoped to encourage equality for all. Reporter John Quinones is the host of ABC's What Would You Do? And he's out with a companion book to go along with the TV series.
Hey there.
Hello. Oh, hi, John. How are you?
I'm good.
It's so good to talk to you. I love your show.
Oh, man, thank you. We'll be back at the end of this month, well, at the end of May, May 29th.
What I love about it more than anything else, well, of course, I love the reaction of people when you set them up for these really challenging ethical debates and whether or not they should get involved. But also, because you're out of New York, most of these segments are filmed right in our listening area.
Exactly. We shoot in Westchester all the time and in Jersey and Long Island and New York City, and it's convenient. So, and there's so many little towns that you have all kinds of folks who would react one way or the other.
So how long have you been doing this show?
I think 8 years. This is our ninth season.
Wowee. And do you ever get tired of it, or does it become repetitive?
No, not at all, because it's always surprising. And we never know who's going to walk. We're at the mercy of who walks in the door, right? And we are constantly surprised that the big dude with a shaved head that we think's going to be the racist turns out to be a teddy bear. And the little old lady who we looked so sweet and we expected her to do the right thing, she's like the meanest, crankiest woman. It just keeps us on our toes. And always there's a hero who steps in and does something so eloquently and says it and does it in such a wonderful fashion that it just makes you smile. So we're back there often in tears at how inspirational some people can be by the way they do the right thing.
Yeah, it's really an amazing show. How did you come up with the concept?
Well, we saw an article in the New York Times about there was a man who wrote a column called The Ethicist, Randy Cohen, and he talked about dilemmas that we all face in our daily lives. And in one in particular he talked about was nannies who ignore the kids that they're supposed to be taking care of. So he did one column. The very first thing he did was about how do you tell a child's parents that their babysitter is ignoring the baby at the park, that she's too busy, you know, texting or chatting on the phone or on Facebook while the young person that she's supposed to be taking care of is wandering dangerously close to traffic or somewhere where they can be kidnapped. How do you tell the child's parents that the nanny is misbehaving this way or not doing her job? So we thought, wow, we can do that one better by actually creating that situation with actors. We'll have a nanny be an actress and the child be an actor, but no one else, none of the other nannies or parents at that park will know. And that was the first one we did. It was ingenious the way people responded. First, they asked the child if he knew his phone number, and when he refused to tell them his mom's phone number, they wrote a little note on a piece of paper, and they stuck it in the little boy's backpack. And it said something like, listen, you don't know me, but I want to talk to you about your nanny. Call me at this number. That was the first one we did. And ABC liked it, and they asked, can you do a couple more? And we said, yes. Initially, it was part of 2020. And then they said, can you do your own hour? And we said, yes. Can you do 3, 6, 13 hours? That's what we're doing this summer.
It's an amazing show. Now, do you run into folks who kind of sense that they're being set up and are looking around for cameras and kind of think that you're hiding in the back room?
Every now and then, in the New York area especially. So that's why we travel the show to other states where maybe they won't be as suspicious. But not as often as you think, even in the New York area. Sometimes they might suspect, and often you'll hear them say, I feel like I'm on that show, what would you do? But they don't know for sure. So they have to either, you know, jump in, and what if this is real? So you see the wheels turning in their heads. And I would say in maybe 1% of the cases, people actually say, no, this must be part of the show. Most of the time, they don't.
We're talking with John Quinones. He's the host of What Would You Do? Coming back in the month of May.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find fascinating is at home, I can put myself in their situation. Obviously, that's the success of the show. The people on the show obviously are in that situation, but those of us watching, we project into that situation and you ask yourself, what would you do?
Yeah, because these issues happen in real life. Maybe we push it a little bit and we make it a lot more obvious. But these, all the things we talk about happen in real life. It's just that they happen in the shadows when no one is watching. And what we do is we shine a light of it and put it on hidden camera, and we really see how people react. Sometimes it's bad. Sometimes they agree with the racist. Sometimes they do what most of the rest of us would think is the wrong reaction. They will agree with the antagonist. But more often than not, in the end, they come through in shining colors and they sound the alarm, and it makes us all, you know, it restores our faith in humanity.
Do you have a favorite moment from the first few seasons?
Let's see here. I think it was the Muslim woman who was being discriminated against at a bakery in Waco, Texas. They wouldn't serve her because she was Muslim, and this was just a couple of years after 9/11. And some people agreed with the person saying he shouldn't serve her because she's a terrorist. She might be a terrorist. And then along comes a man who, through tears, said, you have to serve her, and if you don't, we're going to picket in front of your bakery. And we asked him why, and he said, because my son just came back from Iraq, through tears, he said. And he's fighting for every American's right to practice whatever religion they want. It was incredibly touching. And that was one of my favorites, yeah. And I write about a lot of that in the book, about all the ones that stand out and, you know, make you smile.
Yeah, this book is really a cute little book, What Would You Do? And I say little because it's not a standardized hardcover book. So you know which room of the house we're going to be reading this in, John.
That's right. That's fine. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. I talk about what led to me hosting this show. Because in many ways, I think I've been practicing and training to do this kind of thing all of my life because of where I grew up with, where I grew up in San Antonio, in poverty. We were migrant farm workers. You know, the influence that my mom, the most compassionate woman in the world, had on me, you'll get to read all about that.
Well, I can't wait to dive into this because I love the show. I'm so glad to hear it's coming back in the month of May.
Mm-hmm.
And one final question. Do you have to alert the police in the local community where you're filming just in case it gets out of hand?
Exactly, because we don't want to waste taxpayer money and them sending an ambulance or a cop to the scene because they thought it was real. So we always clear it with the local authorities to make sure they know that if they get a call from that particular restaurant in that town or that corner, that they know it's us out there. They don't waste any money.
Well, that makes me feel better,
yeah,
too.
Of course.
John Quinones, you're doing it all right. What would you do?
Thank you.
The book that goes with the great TV show on ABC. Thank you for a couple of minutes. I can't wait to see the new episodes.
Thank you. It's going to be good.
With reporter John Quinones of ABC, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.